ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Anyway, let's start this over again, and welcome to Sean Hammer. Sorry, everyone. I'm trying to do a recording when my personal device had to take a call. Didn't know how to stop it and everything like that, so we'll go from here. I got my little Tascu, Tascam personal recorder. I got my mic and hooked up to it, so we'll see how this goes. What have I done lately? Let's go ahead. I have painted completely except for my Belial and one arm for my Contemptor Dreadnought. A complete 2,000 point Deathwing army. That would be four units of cookie cutter Deathwing Terminators with Assault Cannon, Chain Fist, and Sergeant. All out of the Dark Vengeance box set. Contemptor Dreadnought Mortis Pattern with Cyclone Missile Launcher and two Twin-Linked Las Cannon. Command Group with Lightning Claws, Chain Fist, let's see, Plasma Cannon, Lightning Power Claw, anyway, you got it. Let's see, so I got them, five Deathwing Knights completely all painted and as sexy as can be, and, a Librarian and Terminator armor and Belial, which is not done yet. And I also played this army too, first time out, and got my ass smoked. Not too bad. It was bad, but we just played it out because it was my first game with my Deathwing. So we were going with it. Let's see. First turn, I hit my Dreadnought. I dropped two units. Proceeded to try to take some objectives. Kind of failed at that. Took a pop shot at his tank. That's it. His turn. Mike and Brandon. That's who I ended up playing. They were playing Guard and Grey Knights. Proceeded to tear the shit out of the units I had. No, I wasn't completely dead. Second turn, I dropped everything else. I dropped the rest of the Marines. I dropped the Command Squad. I dropped the Deathwing Knights, ran the Deathwing Knights, ran everything that I dropped down that didn't have weapons. Other than that, everyone took the Vengeful Strike, which I forgot to do first turn when I dropped them in, because I didn't start with them on the board, they teleported in. So, major, rule flop on my side, I didn't take advantage of complete rules why you would play Deathwing Terminators, because I'm a freaking idiot. But, continuing on, second turn, not much for me. Third turn, lots of shooting from them, and a lot of great saves. Las guns and bolt guns, really, sometimes either really, you either roll a lot of ones for your saves, or you save a lot. Let's see, that was turn two. Third turn, charged my Deathwing Knights. Didn't do, though, and this is where the ones came in. I ran in. He did the snap fire at me. Rolled a bunch of sixes because I had lock shields. And I rolled a bunch of ones on saves. Nice, huh? So that left me with two gone out of there out of a five-man unit. Rest of my squads continued to be shot. Contemptor Dreadnought not doing much of anything else. I put a wound on the death on the Dread Knight that they took. But my command squad went in. Didn't do anything with the Librarian. Didn't do any psychic powers. I got some fiery hand thing. I don't even know if I'm going to worry about psychic powers next time. But went in, got in a Belial and Drago got a fisticuffs challenge back and forth, and that was literally, we'll speed this game up, two extra turns besides the third of just them fighting the Grey Knight Paladins, slowly being wiped out by the Deathwing Terminators because of the lightning, because of the power fists. Finally, in the banner, the Raven Deathwing banner that gives them a plus one attack, that was quite helpful. Finally, I destroyed Drago with Belial. Rest of my unit continued to wipe up the rest of the Paladins. I started chasing other crap around the board while they kept shooting at what I had. During that time, I mobilized their, they had a Predator, not Predator, Lehman Russ, and unfortunately, I mobilized it front armor facing the Dreadnought, nothing useful. It was the one with auto cannons and, heavy bolters. So basically, in the end, it had about three units, he could claim some objectives, and he got first blood, or they got first blood. Not entirely too depressed with the army selection that I took, but I gotta definitely remember all my rules when it comes to it, and we'll get to all that in a second or so. So, outside of playing some 40k and getting my army painted, and it looks quite nice. As soon as Belial's done, I'll take a picture of my whole army and put it out there. I decided to, we'll start backwards. This is what I did this week. I made basically, since the Tau podcast I put out, I made three distinct Waste of Money Games Workshop purchases. One, the Tau Codex. Yeah, not so feeling it. I was going to go back. Probably will. Not feeling it. Second of all, I went through and bought the, so I don't screw it up, because when I was looking for it, I kept screwing it up. For my iPad, I bought their, there it is, Death from the Skies. Completely not enthused with it at all. I mean, I'm going to cover it and go through it, probably same time we do Chaos Demons, but not too excited about it. Third, and most importantly, which we'll be talking about a little bit more in depth today, besides my Adepticon trip, is the third and final disappointing purchase from Games Workshop, and that would be the new White Dwarf. Now, this White Dwarf comes with a warning on the cover. A High Elf. High Elf on a Phoenix. I don't like High Elves, so I don't know if my bias is in here, but let's go ahead and talk about what we see in this month's White Dwarf. Of course, as you know, by the time this post is coming up weekend, High Elves are available for advance orders. So we go through all the regular thing about this is a White Dwarf, these are what these buttons can do. And I gotta admit, with the Death from the Skies and the White Dwarfs, I do like the iPad purchases. They're a little bit cheaper, and zooming in, the rotations and everything. So the format's not bad, just the content of this White Dwarf good kind of shitty. First up, we have the Flame Spire Phoenix. Well, this is a giant bird, probably about the size of a great eagle, maybe a little bit bigger, with a high elf riding on top. It's a phoenix with a high elf on top. I have no idea what it does for rules, but picture looks cool. The high elf doesn't, the phoenix does. Nice little 360 route. It looks like it's on the size of the Monster Cavalry base, I think. Don't quote me, could be wrong, I could be right. Let's see, next page, as soon as I flip to it, is the same kit, but you can utilize and make, I think it's the same kit, you have to use a whole different wings and everything, but the Frostheart Phoenix. Really cool idea, a Frost Phoenix instead of a Fire Phoenix, never heard of it before. Paint scheme on this, it looks cool and everything, like the idea, I really do, but I do not like the cheesy giant foam shape snowflakes on this Frost Phoenix. I mean, we're going to go through and get a realist look of a giant freaking eagle that a high elf can ride on top, and we're going to basically paste giant, like, these look like snowflakes that you could cut out of paper, put on the phoenix's wings. I don't know how I feel about it. Don't know anything about the rules or nothing for it either, so. Let's see. And they go through, and they tell you about, you know, the wings from this are part that, so blah da da, all that crap. So I'm assuming they're all add-on. It's one kit. They look cool. They look cooler without the riders on top. And the next page, they show that without them. Next up, we have the Lothran Sea Cutter. Oh, my God. All I'm going to say is, what? I don't know how I feel about this. It's a giant eagle or falcon towing behind it a chariot, a sky chariot, boat with three elves on the inside. The boat and the elves look pretty cool. The eagle looks pretty cool. The whole thing of a dual flight stand base model with high elves. Like I said, I have to see the rules and see exactly how cool they are, but... excuse me. But I'm not sure if I'm liking the way this coat and this army book is going to go. Of course, where would you be if you couldn't put a bolt thrower on top of it, being a high elf? Next up, we have the high elf Shadow Warriors. Let's see. They look pretty cool. I believe they're a plastic box set. They actually look pretty decent. I don't believe the Shadow Warriors had a really good pose before, so this is pretty snazzy. I'll give it to that. Next up, we have the Sisters of Avalorn. These are a new unit of Maiden Guard that you can take. They are actually Bow Maiden Guards, with these like fancy, wispy, made of air, water, slash, whatever, bows. Even the horn. And like the High Elves, where if you put together the plastic High Elves, they all look kind of like girlish. The male ones look girlish, and how it wouldn't be appropriate if the female ones didn't look manly. Bad. I don't like them. Good idea, bad presentation. They don't look like chicks. Boo Games Workshop. Boo. But there's a lot of cool conversion ideas you could probably throw in there. The ideas about the bows. The bows of Adler and Crackle. Palpability, anyway, with enchanted power, blah, blah, blah. Next up, we have the Lore Master of Hoeth. Horrible, horrible scarf, but going by it. We have the Handmaiden of the Everqueen. She looks pretty cool. She looks pretty decent. She's running around with a giant pole arm, and she actually, unlike the Sisters of Avalorn, has breasts. We'll just get there. We have a Air, anyway, the Radiant. This is a, the Everqueen of the Elves. She looks okay. Kind of looks like a little elfish type Sphinx headdress on her. It's pretty cool. We have the High Elf Battalion. Of course, we're going to have some High Elf magic spells. I don't have any idea if this army book is going to come through with the whole special rules. You know, where they always strike first and everything. We go through and, you know, they're trying to sell a product here. They have the uniforms of heraldry of the High Elves. Whatever. Next up for next month's or this month's release, we have Radagast the Brown on his sleigh with his rabbits. And I think this is pretty damn spiffy. I don't play The Hobbit, and I don't really play Lord of the Rings, but this model might have to be bought in because it's just kind of cool looking. Next up, we have Ketchikan Devil's Limited Edition T-shirt. I like it. Pretty cool. Price for these is £30. Do not have an idea what the fuck that means in American. A lot. That's what it means. Next up, we have some more pictures of crap. We have Black Library releases. A lot of them. We have the new Forge World latest. This will be Abaddon versus Loken. Kind of dig it. They did a pretty good paint job on it. Abaddon still looks like a tool, so we'll leave it at that. We have the Emperor's Children Contemptor Dreadnought. I'm going to be honest. After actually painting the Contemptor Dreadnought for my Deathwing, and I'm going to be running two more Dreadnoughts of my Blood Angels and possibly one more for my Space Wolves. I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm not going to buy Forge World Dreadnoughts. They kind of look really decent. A lot better than the other ones once you compare them, but... I don't know, I might switch that because I do want to run Bjorn, and no sense trying to convert something that's just basically beyond my scope of ability. Next up, we have the Army of the Month, Mark Bedford's Blood Angel Army. Looks pretty sweet. He's using a lot of pre-heresy stuff. And I do got to admit that the pre-heresy Terminators look like the pre-heresy on the Dreadnought, the Contemptor Dreadnoughts. I think it's pretty cool. He did a fine job painting it. Positioning his dreadnoughts and or his units. He did a good job. We have Jervis Johnson's little corner. I'm sorry, Jervis, but I usually ignore this. An article about Dark Angels. We have the battle report, The Wrath of Esser. This will be High Elves versus Ogres. They don't give us points for anything, of course. Being an Ogre player, I'm a little bit more impressed with the Ogre army than I am the High Elves. It doesn't look as gay. So I don't know. I don't know the rules on anything. I'm not going to torture everyone with a little snidbit of the post-battle report like I did last White Dwarf I went over. We got this one guy's army stuff that he converted and stuff. Is like he must be somebody I don't know. Masterclass of Demon Hellbrew. We go over Dragons and Warhammer articles because, well, there's Dragons and Warhammer and they want to sell them, and especially with the Hobbit movie with coming out, and we're going to have Smaug in there. Why not sell the dragons, right? Next up, we have going over some Dreadnoughts and their parade ground. We got Death Company Dreadnought, a couple Contemptors and such like that. Beautiful, beautiful paint jobs. That's all I can say. Just beautiful. We have a Kitbash thing, which let's put together some High Elves and see how what we can do with them. Next up, we have parade ground with some Titans, if you're fortunate enough to be able to afford one for one. We have Golden Demon in 2012 in Japan. They are right. I mean, of the Golden Demons I usually see in their books, just, I'm not sure. The selections, I mean, a lot of scenery bases, they look pretty cool. I can't, but higher than my grade of quality. Oh, a painting. We have the paint splatter thing where they're going to tell us what colors we can use on the two different Phoenixes and what colors we can use on the High Elves, and that's pretty cool. It gives a good idea. I don't mind the painting color, the painting tutorials, period, because there could be something always on it for somebody. Like, there's this one, painting horses. You can use that. That can go all the way to Lord of the Rings painting it, so that's pretty cool. Of course, if you want to paint two different types of phoenixes and a lore master and crap like that, they give you the color breakdown, so that's pretty cool. Let's see. And this month's extras, blah-de-da. Here's some more Dreadnought pictures. And to Design Studio, we're showing more High Elves. You can really sense my excitement. We have this month's Forge World. And, you know, some just random pictures. I mean, there's just a picture for Parting Shot for the Goblin King. You know, which is like, cool paint job, cool model. Looks like the movie, but eh. And the last page is some sky cutters coming at you. They look cool. I just don't know. I just really don't know. So those are my purchases from Games Workshop. I did buy another thing from Games Workshop because I got a gift certificate. And I like buying stuff from my iPad. I just bought the newly released Talisman for Prologue HD. And it's pretty cool. I have Talisman at home, and I never played it. I mean, we tried to play it. I was missing the evil sorceress. But with the kids and stuff, it was time to go to bed and crap like that. So, this gives me a chance to play some Talisman. I mean, it's a single player. I could deal with it. You know, it would be kind of cool to have a multiplayer on there, but maybe they'll get to it. Let's see. What else have I done? Well, I think this takes us to Adepticon. Okay. Well, I left for Adepticon that Thursday morning via Amtrak. 6-hour train ride to Chicago, Illinois. Quite uneventful. A little bit uncomfortable because I don't like standing, sitting still, but you can get up. There's a food car, of course, bathrooms. It's a pretty comfortable ride, and I thank the people for Amtrak to my safe arrival and return from Chicago. So good job. Let's see. Well, I was sleeping on the train, and I found myself kind of laughing. And I woke myself up, and I was just like, what the hell am I laughing about, you know? I'm on my way to Adepticon, riding a train, what could be so funny? I realized this was my first ever time on a train. Me and my wife went, and I started laughing. It's because in my sleep, I realized my first time to Adepticon, first time on a train, who am I taking to Adepticon with me to play in the Malifaux team tournament? Well, my rail crew. So I thought that was pretty funny. Ended up getting in windy, flooded Chicago about 12 o'clock. Got a hotel room. We stayed at the Hyatt. Very nice hotel room. Got a little bit of munch, a little bit of lunch to eat, and went up and met with the crew from all the other different podcasters. Met up with Mike Marshall. Met up with the guys from Cheated Fates Radio, Through the Breach. Mike Marshall from Malifaux. I'm a Malifaux. I'll get there. Saw the people from Screaming Heretic, not Dice Lake Thunder, D6 Generation. It's pretty cool. Went and got lunch, didn't do much the first day except talk and babble and just hang out. And of course, the guy who takes his portable recording device with him to Chicago with full intent of actually recording anything did not record shit. So, let's go ahead and give you my views about what I see the first day. I've heard a lot of talk that Adepticon is this big, you know, you gotta believe it to see it type thing. I'm not sure how I felt about it. I mean, the layout, it was cool. I mean, the 40k room was freaking huge. A lot of people playing nicely painted 40k armies. I didn't check out too much the Warhammer or the Independent Games or the War Machine, or the Horror Machines, I like to call it. Got there, the table wasn't, there was nothing set up for the Malifaux. They had to set it up, and it was cool. There was a big turnout for that. A lot of people for the, a lot of people for 40K. There was vendors set up, independent tables and vendors set up in the hallway. The Westin did a great job. They had food buffets throughout the day and stuff in the hallway, so if you needed something to eat and everything, it was right there. The dealer room was small, kind of lackluster. I mean, I've been to Origins, and I'm going to say the dealer room at Origins is, I mean, just blew it away. I am going Gen Con. I'm hoping it's a little bit better. I know Adepticon's all about the playing games, but, I mean, unless you're going specifically for a, bam, this is what I'm doing. I mean, if I would have taken 40K too, I could have fit in a little bit more to what I was doing. But I don't know how I felt about it. Maybe I just didn't get a full chance, but I think I was expecting more. But outside of that, woke up the next day, went to bed, woke up the next day, went to play some Malifaux. Next day started with a 3-round team tournament of Malifaux. I ended up playing with Mike Marshall from the Malifaux, and he's extremely kind gentleman, and pretty cool guy to get along with. Congratulations, Mike. He did really well in the Masters. He took Best Painted, walked out with an ass load of prizes. Pretty cool. Let's see, the first day, they gave us all a Malifaux Adepticon deck. That was pretty cool. With art from the guys, I think, from, if I butcher this, I'm sorry, from Through the Breach, so that's pretty cool. And I do have an extra deck of Malifaux cards from from the event, Adepticon, that I will be giving away. So let's see, I took Mayfang after hard, serious debate. Not really, me and Mike just decided to play basically the starter boxes. I played Mayfang, 3 rail workers, Kang, and the Emberling, Mayfang, 3 rail workers, Kang, yeah. Mike played Rasputina, 3 rail ice golems, Essence of Power, and the ice golem. Now, first game wasn't too bad. We played against the Resurrectionist, playing with Yang Lo, McMorning, which, and a whole bunch of dogs that got sacrificed, did the whole thing, blah, bam, next thing you know, we got a couple, Flesh Constructs and, Rogue Necromancy on the table, beating our faces in. I did kill Zamu. That made me feel good, warm and goody. Oh, good inside. Good inside. And, I also saw the the damage that Mayfang can cause. If you're burning some soul stones and you get her one trigger where she's like putting on, I think, some masks, and she's jumping from one figure to the other. I did my first combo, bounce back and forth, 5 times with her. End up killing Yangelo and the, whatchamacallit, the Soul Porter and Azamu. That was pretty cool. I mean, it was just like, she's pretty badass. King died. Everything basically ended up dying at the end of that one, except for one rail worker with a sexy rags hat. So, we lost that one 5-4, I think, or 5-3. Not entirely that bad of a loss, but still lost nevertheless. In that game, I forgot to do Kang's trigger, whereas if you miss him with an attack, he strikes you back. This will be constant throughout the whole event, because I never did it once. I once in a while remembered Mei Feng's. When she kills somebody, she draws a card. It doesn't matter how well you study up your cards. If you don't have enough, practice with the crew, it's just gonna suck, and you're gonna forget shit. Simple as that. Second game, we played two guys. One playing Lady Justice, Death Marshal, Judge. Not the Peacekeeper, but the cougar looking thing. And the other one was playing Ortegas. And this is exactly where Mike Marshall from the Mall of Fools gets the Noob Stomper reputation from. He comes in and he's just with Icy Blast or whatever it was with Rasputina. He just nails. I mean, he's doing spectacular damage with Rasputina. I'm definitely not going to overlook her as a powerful master, because she can dish out some shit. I did the same thing with Mei Feng. We bounced back, forth, killing all of his stuff. We did Power Ritual, and I also did Assassinate on the Judge, took his ass out. And we won that game 8-0. Took a lunch, everything like that. Nice 3-hour, I think 3-hour turns. Or 2-hour turns and hour in between. So this took a damn well 12-hour, 11-hour event. Third turn, we played against the Victorias with Von Chill, insert Queen Music now, and also Hoffman. Mike went ahead and he handled business. He was in a tricky predicament with Hoffman because of the whole blast radius things. And this was basically beatdown for the scheme. And he did his part, and the Victorias did exactly what they do. They beat down. They came through systematically, took out members of my crew, wiped it all out. The guys were actually out by 7:30 that we played with, so they could win the so they could enter a painting tutorial with somebody. So there we went out of the event with 2 losses, 1 win. Now, unfortunately, that's all the Malifaux I played that weekend. Did have a good time. I mean, did have a good time. That's all the Malifaux I played this weekend. I did a couple of demo games. I did one, a Firestorm Armada. I also did a demo of this Deep Battle. I think it was a underwater divers fighting underwater. The tables were pretty cool. They were using fish tank aquarium, plastic sharks and everything. You had your guys floating around, making it look like they're floating mid-level and everything. So that was a fun demo. I also did a demo of Zombicide. Needless to say, first person, in the door, hit me, got me, $130 later. I ended up, the guys sold me a copy of Zombicide. They were giving away Kickstarter exclusives from last year. I ended up picking one that his name is Dave, so he looks like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. Guess he's worth some cash, but I got myself Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory for Zombicide. The game seems like it plays pretty cool, and we're going to get a couple more games in, so I'm excited about that. Also, I bought the... I don't know what they're considered. I don't think they're limited edition, but it's the Succubus and... Herald of Volcanus, the Spartan for Super Dungeon Explorer. I'm loving that game, and I'm glad I got myself some new anti-heroes to play against my other players. So, let's see. Yeah, I really cleared up a Decepticon for me in a rather quick little segment, didn't I? Went to Chicago, took a train, got a hotel. I really liked it. The Hyatt was awesome. Had extra awesome breakfast in the morning. Really helpful. Gave us a free shuttle to everywhere we wanted to go. I stopped by Portello's. Got myself that Italian beef sandwich stuff that you're supposed to get when you go to Chicago. And a chocolate cake shake. Me and my wife enjoyed that quite a bit. My wife, Tanya, she enjoyed the hotel quite immensely. Matter of fact, the first day, she didn't even want to go anywhere. She was just out. Nice rooms. Anyone who wants to stay in Chicago, in the Lombard area, the Hyatt is a good hotel. Friendly staff, everything. Let's see. Went back, played it. My wife, she went back and forth to the hotel while I was doing Malifaux. Had a blast. Had good games. Learned a little bit more. Learned a lot, actually. I thought I knew a lot. But being around different players from different areas, I found out that there's always stuff to learn. Me, myself, and my Silverstone management, I'm really when I'm using Soulstones, when I'm playing, I find out that I'm really passive. I like to hold on to them in case no one likes their master to die. So I save it for the healing flips and such and such. But Mike, he's pretty aggressive, and just seeing his playstyle and how he was making it all work and getting his different multi-castings off with it and everything, and he helped me out quite a bit with Mayfang and pushed me to use these Soulstones, and she can... When you use the Soul Stones with a master like that, you can really do some damage. So I learned a lot. So a lot of nice painted crews, a lot of nice painted 40k armies. Also saw a orc concert. I had these one guys, I think it's the Goth Boys or something. I got the CDs, I'm giving one away. One's a cover, and then one's original CD. This guy and his band do these orc songs. And I'm probably going to try and put it on the web, on my website, so if you want to watch the video, if not, put a link to it on the website so you can watch this video. It's a pretty cute cartoon video. But they set up this, they built and set up this giant stompa. And with this stompa in the middle, they had the band, the orc band playing with a monitor above it playing this video. And out in the audience, they had hundreds of orcs from Max, everything out there enjoying it and everything. And I got a little video I hope to put on the... podcast website, so everyone can see my little fanboy of this orc concert. Reminded me of Death Clock. Pretty cute. I'll be giving away that too. And yeah, pretty much. You know, it's my Adepticon trip. That's all I've been doing. Playing some HeroClix, of course. I just got my judge's prize for No Man's Land. Ended up playing the Batcave. Like it. Love the way it looks. And it's the freaking Batcave. That's all I'm going to say. New Iron Man HeroClix came out. Oh, and Mike Marshall. This one's for you. I received my Dark Depths box in the mail. I received my Depleted, my Beckoners, Mr. Graves, and Mr. Tannen, as well as the Retro Fate deck that I was hoping to come before Adepticon, but didn't. But no matter. Mr. Graves goes out to you, Malifools. He is a Malifool Pink. And Malifool Pink. And that's inspired by Mike Marshall. I figure Mike Marshall's the Noob Stomper. And that's what Mr. Graves would be. So he's quite entertaining looking. And I look forward to that coming up again. Why, after I give the Dark Depths a little bit more of a try. And maybe I can understand a bit more and give you a better podcast form. Up until that, I don't think I have much more for you. So, still giving away a 40k bag, still a Malifaux bag. Give me some feedback at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. I'd like to give away some prizes. My Malifaux prize kit includes a Kaladi box. I think I'm going to do a Puppet War Fate deck because that really goes in with being the Kaladi. That's going to be one prize. I'm going to give another Malifaux prize of the Malifaux Fate deck. And I'm going to do my 40k prize, which is the 25th anniversary Crimson Fist from Games Workshop in a Space Marine bag with autographed Black Library book. And I'm also going to throw that Orc CD in there. So my 40k prize is growing. If you want to win this, I mean, it's pretty easy. All you got to do, go on iTunes. leave Sean Hammer a review. Good, bad, hopefully good. I like good. Good is actually I'm going to read it more and see that's on there. After you leave an iTunes review, email me. And on the email, put topic for giveaway. Which one, and in the content, you put what giveaway you're interested in. Now, if you've already put an iTunes review in and you want to enter, still give me an email. Give me some content. And if you can give me, I'm going to say a voice, record something and send it to me, wave, of what you like about Sean Hammer, that'll definitely get you into pretty good for the drawing. So we'll try. Hopefully you get some entries for this. That's not local. I'm always giving things away to people local because they listen and just the way it rolls. I did a couple. Hopefully I'm going to be giving away a part of Dark Vengeance box set to maybe in that prize kit. So go ahead and give me your contest entries. I look forward to seeing them and reading your iTunes review. If you got any ideas what you would like to listen to on the next Sean Hammer podcast, any topic ideas or anything you wish to discuss or have discussed, go ahead and just leave me an email and make sure I get them on air and everything, and we'll be all good. I think also in this episode I'm going to do, we'll see. But anyway, that's enough of me rambling. I hope you enjoyed, and remember, until next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. All right, bye now.
Inside.